Okay, the Board of Forestry is back in session. Great meeting so far this morning. And now we want to move to the next part of our agenda. Welcome back, everyone, to the virtual meeting room. And at this point, let's yield the floor to the lead tour guide, Kyle Abram.
Thank you, Chair Kelly. For the record, Kyle Abraham, and I still serve as Private Forest Division Chief. We're pretty excited today for the board's first virtual tour. We'd like to thank folks for really putting together some creative ideas, and also for the public for joining us for today's tour. As we begin, this virtual tour will remind everyone it's supposed to be informational, educational, and fun. So if you want to stand up or ask questions, make a comment, we encourage those interactions. Keep in mind that we'll have some time near the end as well for panel presentation or panel discussion and board questions. So our folks are going through some flyovers, and as you can see, this is where we are now with ODF. And so before we get too far down the road on the tour stops, I'd like to set the stage a little bit by reminding the board of the Forestry Program for Oregon goals A, C, and D. And John provided a little bit of the context, and Peter described how we use the Forestry Program for Oregon and specifically the goals and objectives that are included within it. So goal A, objective two, describes the board using non-regulatory methods as much as feasible to achieve public policy goals on private forest lands, and consider the use of additional regulatory methods only when non-regulatory methods are either not feasible, I heard that term earlier today, or not likely to achieve the desired outcome. Goal C, objective five, promotes policy frameworks and land management assistance programs that recognize and encourage the diverse management objectives of Oregon's public and private forest landowners. And as you'll see today, diverse forest management objectives provide a suite of benefits, which collectively in appropriate proportions and locations will meet Oregon's environmental, economic, and social needs. And finally, goal D, objective one, is to use education, engineering, incentives, and enforcement of the Forest Practices Act to protect soil productivity and water quality in non-federal forest lands. As noted, today's tour is to hear and see recent examples regarding the use of non-regulatory and incentive-based programs, which are integrated into various aspects of the department's work. In addition to our tour stops, I also wanted to note the Oregon Plan for Salmon and Watersheds as a voluntary program for improving water quality, salmon habitat, and watershed health. The Oregon Plan prioritizes necessary actions through Oregon for restoring and protecting watershed health and function, thus providing for a resilient ecosystem. Private forest landowners have been instrumental in implementing and reporting voluntary measures under the Oregon Plan, and those landowners have invested close to $108 million in restoration activities since the start of that program. And this is just one of the program the department helps to support and implement as additional opportunities in addition to our upcoming tour stops. And I also have the pleasure of introducing the main presenters for each of our tour stops today. At the tour stop, each presenter will also introduce members of their teams to the board and to the public. And our first tour stop will be hosted by Nate Aglesoff. Nate is the Incentives Field Coordinator for the ODF Private Forest Division in Salem. Since coming to the department in 2003, he has served in a variety of roles, districts, and ODF programs. As the incentive coordinator, Nate's focus is often on functioning as the policy and technical communications link for ODF stewardship foresters for the implementation of state and federal programs on family forest lands. In addition, he is the department and private forest program lead for a handful of programs and opportunities for landowner community, including, as you'll see, stewardship agreements. At the second tour stop, your guide will be Mike Warjohn. From the age of 5, Mike knew he was going to be a forester. As a fourth generation descendant of Port Blakeley's founders, he spent weekends and summers in our forests. Joining the company in 1997, he has built his career working across the company, from forest analyst and silviculture manager to senior director of strategy and vice president of operations. Mike is a strong voice in cross-sector climate policy efforts and is part of the team that drove their entry into the voluntary carbon market. He represents Port Blakeley on boards of the Washington Forest Protection Association, Oregon Forest and Industries Council, and Operating Committee of the National Alliance of Forest Owners. Committed to improvement of the quality of life in his community, Mike is on the board of directors for the Quixote Communities, and he also received his MBA from the University of Washington and a Bachelor of Arts in Economics from Willamette University. And while he loves any time spent in the woods, he's never happier than when he's out on the water with his family. And then our third tour stop, you will find Jeff Burns, our Partnership and Planning Program Director, who you met earlier today. And as a reminder, in this virtual environment, we'll make some time in between stops to transition from each tour subject, similar as to if you were walking out in the woods without the hard hats and safety gear, of course. You'll notice the use of poles, like the one that Hillary will be pulling up here shortly, to begin and end today's tour, which we encourage you to participate in. So it looks like the top ones are stewardship agreements and voluntary and incentivized programs of what the board would like to learn about, along with good neighbor authority agreements.